Administrator Brad Carger, you now have a sheriff. As you look forward for the county, is this going to be that first big step that you need to get this department back in order?
Yes, I think it is. I think this is a really important step of a long process of really healing this department and moving us forward as a county. We have a good person in that position. I thought that he really spoke strongly and passionately about the future of this department, the future of our community.
There were a number of individuals that sought this position. Do you feel the right one got it?
You know, that's not for me to judge. I wasn't part of the process. I didn't see the interviews. I know the finalists that were from our department. Those are the people I really knew the best, and they're all great candidates, great people. I support Scott Parks, but I don't have any comment on the other quality of the other candidates. My sense was that they were all very strong candidates.
Sheriff Parks mentioned several things he would like to tackle as challenges in the new administration, and I would imagine several of those are on your list to get done too.
They are. You know, the whole focus on reducing recidivism. Our correctional system is really confounded by people who just keep reentering. And somewhere along the line, we have to have an intervention. Otherwise, what happens is we just see the next generation showing up at the door, and it's bad for community safety. It's certainly bad for the cost of government. So no easy answers, but I'm going to tell you, drug and alcohol are at the base of this. And we have to, as a community, get a better handle on that at all levels.
As we just learned the other day with the pushback program being launched, the cost of this is outstanding.
Right. It's enormous. But you're talking about a broad cultural shift. One thing people misunderstand with regard to this issue is they think it's about somebody else but not them. But if we're going to shift the culture on alcohol, it's about all of us, not just a few. There's always going to be some people who go to the extremes, and those are the people who are involved mostly in the incarceration system. But in order to really get a handle on this issue, it's going to revolve a long period of time, a consistent message, and a lot of participation of community leaders from various areas.
You've got several inmates being kept up at Lincoln County on a pretty steady basis. What does that cost the county?
You know, I just don't know that off the top of my head, but I know it's a lot. You know, I can't remember what it is. I think it's $50 a day per person. I think there are 30 people up there, between 30 and 40 every day.
So it's a do the math, and you'll see the numbers are big.
Yeah, big numbers. Not as big as building a new jail.
But in the long run, which way is better?
It's cheaper to house them at Lincoln County at the rate that they're housing them now. But what will happen is if our jails fill up and theirs start to fill up, there won't be room there. And there'll be less competition for our dollars. Now what has happened is there are a number of counties who have extra space, and Lincoln County recognized that competition and an excess supply, so we have a good price. But that won't last much longer. The same trends that are happening here are happening there, and there will be more people being incarcerated since 2008.